Many long years ago, a great tumult came to the world of men. The kings of Middle-earth fell into battle. Great warriors of the English, the Vikings, and the Norman were cut down, not just in the fields beyond Hastings, but in three almighty battles. And our land, England, would never be the same again. These terrible events of the year 1066 were woven into a tapestry fit for a king. But these threads speak only of conquest through the voice of a conqueror. If you look more closely, you will see a different story. Not of the highborn, but of the ordinary men of our shire. Theirs is the story of all Englishmen who laid witness to the darkest year of our times. Our England found herself a vulnerable kingdom in this year, 1066. The old King Edward, known as Confessor, had promised England to many cousins around the Empire of the North Sea in exchange for a peaceful death. Harold, of no royal blood, stood closest to the deathbed and took the crown for himself. We feared that jealous armies forged their weapons and waited for the wind to blow them across the Whale Road. From Normandy, from Flanders, from Denmark. But the greatest danger of all came from the warriors brave men feared the most. The Vikingr, from the land of the fjords. This new king, whom they called Harald, must surely have heard the portents of doom, as we had done. They say a long-tailed star blazed across the sky when first he came to the throne. They spoke of his enemies across the Whale Road, who meant to invade our lands and unseat him.